Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and hallelujah, we made it through the longest night, everyone. And from here until summer, the days just get longer. However, I imagine that there are some of you out there thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have a little more daylight right now? Well, you're not alone, because Massachusetts resident Tom Emswiler, he's got an idea. He's drafted a Beacon Hill proposal calling for a study of what would happen if Massachusetts moved from Eastern Standard Time to Atlantic Standard Time. Now, that move would keep our clocks from falling back an hour every November, meaning tonight the sun would set at 5:15 instead of 4:15. Sounds great, but there are complications. However, Tom Emswiler insists that there are many benefits to that extra hour of evening light.
It turns out that there's a compelling public health argument why we should be on one time year-round. We know from the public health research that there's a number of issues that occur when we spring forward in March. The incidence of heart attack goes up, especially in people under 65. There are more work injuries. And in general, you're giving millions of people jet lag by cutting out an hour of their sleep.
So I'm looking at the history here, and I see that daylight savings time was actually first used by Germany back in the middle of World War I.
We've had it in its current form since about the mid-1960s. So during wartime, we seemed to adopt it, and then during peacetime, we seemed to go back to not using it. And then in the 60s, we decided to use it every year. And then in the 70s, we actually had one year where the entire U.S. adopted full year-round daylight saving time. And there were a lot of concerns that year about children walking to school in the dark, which has been the most thoughtful critique of my idea.
In fact, I was just going to ask you that, because somewhere, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, just the fact is that the days are short in the winter. So someone's going to have to deal with that extra hour of darkness. And why should it have to be, you know, school kids walking to school?
The public health arguments for keeping one time all year round are compelling. The arguments for middle and high school students is even more compelling. Nauset High School out on the Cape began starting their school at 8:35 a.m. a couple of years ago. This was written up in the Cape Cod Times. And they found that grades went up and truancy and suspensions went down.
I am wondering, though, thus far, I believe nationwide, it's only Arizona and Hawaii that don't change their clocks at all at any time during the calendar year. I mean, if just say for a second that Massachusetts did this, that we went to Atlantic Standard Time year-round, I mean, isn't there also another problem in that we will be an hour off of all our neighbors on the eastern seaboard?
Sure, that's an excellent question. My original proposal was that all of New England should move to Atlantic Standard Time. However, we don't have a New England legislature, so we've got to start somewhere, and I'm a resident of Massachusetts, so that's where I've decided to start.
I wonder, is there any chance at all that this bill could gain traction in the legislature? You can hear the doubt in my voice.
Sure, sure. In a prior life, I worked in Congress in D.C., so I know that thousands upon thousands of bills that get introduced, you never hear from them again. So I'm not suggesting that this is on the fast track, you know, to being passed. But I do think if enough people speak up and call your representatives, state representatives and state senators, and tell them that S-2040 is something you're interested in, there's my plug, again, it would study the issue. The bill wouldn't move us to Atlantic Standard Time, you know, right away. It would study the issue to see, is this something the Commonwealth should do based on the public health issues that we've raised and the, you know, the personal preference of a lot of people as well.
Well, Tom Emswiler has helped author a bill to study the impacts, as he just said, of moving Massachusetts to Atlantic Standard Time. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.